This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
We're talking to Larry Creveston, who is the chairman of the 2013 National Act Fest, mm-hmm. Right? And so that's not the one that this particular festival is feeding into, but in 2 years from now. So does it take 2 years to get ready and get going on that?
You know, it takes every bit of 2 years.
Okay.
There's a lot of planning involved, a lot of getting finances in place, mm-hmm. and making sure that you have the right number of people to do everything mm-hmm. that you need to do.
All right. Yeah.
I can't imagine hosting a national festival because I've hosted a state. So what is in your head to be a brand new theater and also deciding that you're going to host a national event?
Well, we don't know either. So that's the big thing. The thing that drove us to do this is because we consider this to be the perfect storm. As far as doing a festival,
doing a national festival. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah. So hopefully it's a good storm. But what I'm talking about is that we have the brand new facilities.
Sure.
When we are when it's all done and said and done, we will have the, and it's already open, the Palladium, which is a top 10 acoustically perfect concert hall in the world. And
seats how many?
It seats 1,600.
Okay, that's about like this one.
But that is it is just a concert hall. No proscenium, no fly space. It's just a perfect place to do a concert, to do those types of things. We anticipate using it for the final awards. The other thing is that we have the Broadway-style theater. It's called the Tarkington. It will open in August with a show I can't right now talk about.
It's
right, yeah.
All over your head. We know
yes,
that.
Right. Okay. It's something that goes on your head. Okay.
Yeah.
It's hats. No.
But we will be opening that in August, and the new theater will be doing that there.
How many seats are in the Tarkington?
It'll seat, I think, around 600.
600?
That's good. That's a good nice size.
Well, I think for the people that are listening outside of Indiana, the Carmel is, and it's spelled just like the city in California called Carmel, but we say Carmel here in Indiana. Carmel is a city just north of Indianapolis and almost really nudges right up against mm-hmm. the city of Indianapolis. It's a separate city and has... you've got kind of a long commitment to the arts in that town in general, but this is kind of a new surge.
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing that the city has done. Now, the reason they've done it, and I think it's an important story to tell, and that is the mayor likes to say Carmel doesn't have the mountains and the ocean to bring people to it, so they are using the arts as a way to draw people, and in a way to draw people also draws businesses. One of the deep, dark secrets about Carmel is that even though it's a very affluent area and has very nice homes, the taxes in Carmel are amongst the lowest in the state. In fact, there's only two cities with lower taxes than Carmel, and both of those cities do not have full-time fire departments. So
you'll have everybody moving to Carmel. You better be careful.
Everybody move to Carmel right now.
Exactly. And that is one of the reasons why they did this. And they did it in such a way. And that's one of the, in 2013, one of the workshops we are going to have is we're going to make the mayor and the city council do a workshop on how we did it so that other cities can do the same. And the other thing that they do that a lot of cities don't is they commit 1% of the city budget to the arts, and they give money to the arts organizations that support the city and are in those buildings. And so it's like we have low taxes, but yet they can still do that, and it's just a wonderful place.
So now you're with Carmel Repertory Theater. Is
correct.
Your theater? Are you the director there? I'm sorry.
I am the president or the chairman of the board of directors.
Okay.
How long have you been in operation?
We started community theater in Carmel 20 years ago, and we have been going strong since. And it's just kind of funny. I was just telling everybody that. All the people that were there 20 years ago are still there.
Well, that's amazing.
That's great.
And we've gone through things like we painted sets in a barn where it was so cold, the paint was freezing before it was drying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think people that have that kind of dedication, though, are the ones that are going to stick around and are going to, you know, continue on with your group. What kind of stuff have you done in the past, and where have you done it?
Well,
I mean, did you have your own space, or were you kind of rehearsal someplace and then move someplace a week before you opened?
We've never had our own place, but we've been very, very fortunate to find venues to do things. There was a local dance studio where she built it so that it would have a 200-seat small performance area. Mm-hmm. And we used that. We did Sound of Music there. We've done there.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things in a small space, as we find out.
I think it's amazing. People don't understand that. But it's kind of nice now, I mean, that you've been so dedicated for such a long period of time that now you have what a lot of community theaters are going to be envious of, which is a 500-seat auditorium, which is just great.
Yeah. And it's a case where, you know, 10 years ago, I remember, it was about 10 or 12 years ago, our mayor, who's still the mayor, came into one of our board meetings and said, we're going to build this facility. And it came down to one board meeting, and he told us, if we don't get it passed this time, it's not going to go through. We filled City Hall with hundreds of supporters, and the vote was 4-3 to approve it. And ever since then, it's been just going gangbusters. And it's just now we're seeing the realization of that that dream.
What's your season? How many shows
we
do
about
a year?
5 or 6 shows. This season, we did Pirates of Penzance last summer.
Oh, I love that one.
And we did the Australian version, which was very, very fun. It was just
okay. I didn't know there was an Australian version.
If you go out online and do an Sgeesgee Pirates, you'll even see a little clip from it, and it is so funny. So we did that version. Then we did 13 the Musical, which is a brand new and just
wow.
With kids.
Okay,
sure.
Kids,
yeah.
And it was wonderful. We had a great cast, and we did that in the Parks Department has a Monon Center, which is called the Monon Center, and in that there's a small auditorium. We did it in there, and we got 200 people wedged in there. And
the show that should be done instead of High School Musical.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Hands down, better than High School Musical, but High School Musical has all the hype. So.
But the kids did a great job, and we had a cast of about 30, all 12 to 13-year-olds.
Wow.
And they did a wonderful job. Just had a great time.
Now, did your arts community or the arts community have to really push the politics pretty hard in order to get some of this new stuff going on, or
really think so. I mean, there was, there's always, you know, Carmel is a very I won't say very, but it can be a conservative, and sometimes when the board, the city council, they may be a little more conservative than the city or than the population at large. Anytime you go out and ask the population, they are 100% behind the arts.
Yeah.
Because they know what it brings to the city. And they are, the people coming out of our shows are just so appreciative that we finally now have a venue that's worthy, and they don't have to sit on folding chairs.
Oh, my Lord.
So. Well, it is really great to have that kind of support from the community, and I think not all communities get that initially, and so that's why I was asking is how hard had to push on that.
Carmel's a very well-educated area. Most of the people living there are college-educated.
That makes a big difference.
It does. It does.
Because we found in our area when several of the large
corporations
moved out, that our audience base changed incredibly.
Right, yeah.
And where we can't do a lot of the shows that we used to do because that's not what our audience wants to see.
Yeah, the audience base, essentially the workforce changed its whole makeup, and it's a little more transient and things like that. But, what is on your to-do list right now, getting ready for this this national now?
Well, right now we are still concentrating on opening the new larger auditorium, the Broadway House, we call it, mm-hmm. and it's the Tarkington. And we're opening it with that musical I can't name until Friday.
Yeah. That must be when you sign on the
Yeah, yeah. And so, okay. You know, the contract states that April 1st, we can't announce it until then. But we'll be doing that. And then after that, we're planning our next season. And on top of trying to get the theater well into the new buildings, mm-hmm. you know, we're also planning this festival. And I think we were as surprised as anybody that we ended up getting it. And so now we are putting, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to come here, was just to let everybody know and let everybody know
we
need help, and we'll be more than happy to include any other theater that wants to help us.
Are now, your stage is not as big as this, right? In your Broadway theater?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, it's got 55 line sets, or line rails.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
55. It has 45 trap doors.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Full, be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
whoa,
oh, they're
gone.
They're well
I know.
There is a full orchestra pit, and it's underneath the stage, so it doesn't stick out as far. So it is every bit. It's going to be very, very strong performance area.
Good.
We also, and where we're doing the Fantastics now, is our studio theater.
Mm-hmm.
More of a black box, but a very, very powerful black box. It has, you know, it can do things in the round and the thrust.
You're going to keep
that
going?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We plan to do 3 or 4 performances there and 2 or 3 in the Broadway House, Tarkington.
And with being so close to Indianapolis, are you planning on trying to team with Indianapolis in any way to make sure that there are events going on at the same time? I mean, are you planning that in any way?
We generally find that, you know, it doesn't make a difference, you know, but, you know, like we're talking in the talking phases now of doing, you know, in, help me out, Susan, Larry Bonebright, Cami Upchurch. Porgy and Bess. We want to do Porgy and Bess.
Oh, my Lord.
And
ambitious.
Good luck.
Just a little.
But
we'd like to do that during, like, National Black History Month.
Right.
And then, you know, try and work out some, you know, with that. Of course, we have the Super Bowl coming to Indianapolis. And
oh, yes.
You know.
And no one can ever get a ticket to that. So.
Yeah. So we're going to have tickets available.
I see. Okay.
Okay, so you've got a lot of work cut out for you in the next 2 years, obviously.
Yes, we do.
Okay,
and you are the only theater group in Carmel.
No,
right?
No. There's other. Well, ever since they announced that they're going to build these buildings, we've had more pop up all the time. So
that want to use your space.
Yeah, and some of them will, some of them won't. But
now, will you be able to rehearse in this on the stage that you're going to perform
not,
on?
Not. It's going to be where we have to move in like at the last minute.
Really?
There is going to be some rehearsal halls in the new space.
Oh, well, that won't be quite as bad.
Right. And if there were a dark day, we might be able to get in.
Yeah.
But if the, you know, they're going to try and book it as much as possible.
For the concert hall?
For all of them.
So it'll just be in constant...
There could be days when we have all three theaters going at the same time.
Wow.
And, you know, you're just going to have to think of it more like Broadway where, you know, you have all these theaters next to each other and you just pick what show you want to see. And
yeah, I mean, it is going to be a little bit of an adjustment process for you then.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, to move from your own theater from a space that you can occupy all the time.
Do you have someone that's going to come in as like an executive director and run the whole complex?
It's already done. His name's Steve Libman.
Okay.
He runs all of the facilities. We've also hired international star Michael Feinstein.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
He is the artistic director.
Oh, you're kidding.
For the Palladium.
Oh,
he and his partner have moved to Carmel.
Michael Feinstein mm-hmm. lives in Carmel. Yes. I'll get that word out. People are big fans of his.
In fact, for ACFAS 13, we have asked him to be an honorary chairman, and we are hoping that for the
he might play and sing a little bit. That would be definitely a draw.
Yeah, so we're planning on trying to make ACFAS 13 the most robust festival that they've had. And, you know, we're also talking with ACT to add a youth portion of the festival.
Good.
Good. And if there's any way possible we can do it, we're going to do it.
There are so many already established theater groups in our area that have youth theater programs. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a wonderful idea.
So when is ACT Fest 13? Do you have a date yet?
It is in June of 2013. June 16th.
June 16th. That okay. A weekend, 2 or 3 days.
And
then.
Well, it starts on the 16th and it goes for the week.
Well, so for those of you out there who want to attend, that's really. It's something. It's conveniently located to the Indianapolis International Airport, so
that's
you can.
Exactly correct.
If you're not in Indiana, you can fly here pretty easily.
Well, we had a national, I guess, in Kalamazoo a few years ago.
Yeah, but there's been never.
Well, that's Michigan, John.
Well, luckily it was local, so it's easy for people to get to, so this would be nice to have people to be able to get
to steal somebody else's slogan. There is more than corn in Indiana, right?
That's right.
That's right. There is theater in Indiana as well.
Yes, there is.
Awesome. Yes. Okay.
So well, great.
Well, great.
This is going to give it a real boost, I think.
Yeah. We hope so, and we're smart enough to realize we can't do this ourselves. And that's why we came here tonight, to let everybody know that.
Okay, let me ask you. You said you wanted help from other theater groups. Well, now we're an hour and a half or almost 2 hours away. What could we do?
Just by volunteering. And there are several things, you know, like our website that we're going to be setting up strictly for ACFest 13.
Uh-huh.
You can go on to www.carmel, C-R-M-E-L, Repertory Theater, and theater spelled R-E.com, .com. And there is ways to go on and put your volunteer opportunity in there. What we're planning on doing next is we're going to be having a committee where we're going to start putting together the ACFest committee, and we're going to invite as many people as possible to come in and volunteer for that. There is literally hundreds of opportunities to do things.
How about podcasting?
We are looking for a podcaster.
Well, you are. I thought maybe you would be, yes.
So if you can, if you know anybody.
If we know anybody, we'll let you know.
Yeah, yes. We might have some connections there.
Yes, there you go. We know, we got, we're connected to the inner tubes.
Listen to you.
Yeah. Okay. Any further questions from the fellow geeks here?
I don't think so. I'm just excited to have you.
This is very exciting.
Glad you're just taking it on and not us.
Okay. Well,
we're going to have you there to help us out.
We hope maybe we'll be done.
Anyway, our thanks to Larry Creveston for joining us here. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.